If you felt a sudden loss of air pressure last night, oh, about 9 o'clock Central Time, it may have been caused by the sudden collective gasp of nearly 40,000 horrified fans at Wrigley Field, watching as the Chicago Cubs invented one more way to lose a ball game. Up until then, Game 6 of the National League Championship Series and a ticket to the World Series for the first time since 1945 appeared to be safely in the Cubs' hands. They led the Marlins 3-0 in the 8th inning. But then, a fan in a Cubs cap tried to snag a foul ball along the left field line. He blocked the glove of the Cubs' Moises Alou from catching the ball and making the out, and everything went wildly awry. The Marlins would go on to score 8 runs in that inning, forcing a Game 7 tonight in Chicago. Tom Grammatis will be among those watching tonight with heart pounding and palms sweating from the rooftop of his building across the street from Wrigley Field. And Tom Grammatis joins us now from that rooftop. Tom, how's the view?
The view is beautiful. We have a beautiful day today, wind blowing out, and we've got a clear shot of the field.
And I imagine that field, for some people, is a field of dreams. Maybe for you right now, it's a field of nightmares.
Yeah, last night during the game, everything was going great up until that 8th inning. I actually made the mistake of starting to bring champagne up on the rooftop at the 7th inning, thinking that we were going to have a little celebration. Tonight, however, I don't want to jinx anything.
Yeah, that was a little premature celebration, I guess.
Yeah, we had approximately 150 people up here watching the game, and I was overhearing people talk on their cell phones about making plans possibly to go to New York for the World Series, and I was starting to entertain those ideas, although today I'm starting to, I'm optimistic, but at the same time, I'm a little afraid of the history that we've had here at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, there's been some bad history. What was that moment like when the fan either interfered or just reached out for that ball and everything started slipping downhill?
Well, the energy up here just completely died, and we have a view actually of the entire neighborhood. It was basically like a carnival atmosphere down there, people dancing, people body surfing, everyone having a great time. And I looked in the 8th inning and looked down there, and people were just kind of sitting down, not talking, just half dead out there.
I bet it got really quiet really fast.
Really quiet. A lot of people came out here thinking they were going to celebrate till, 7 in the morning. Tonight, a lot of the people I've talked to are really scared. They're thinking Florida's got the momentum and, this could be it for the Cubs.
It sounds like you're a little fatalistic about all this.
Yeah, it's hard not to be. I mean, I've been a Cubs fan since the early 70s, and it's hard not to have that history in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the fan that tried to grab that ball. I mean, I was walking around the neighborhood and people were, where is that guy? Who is he? People were getting a little crazy.
And his picture's everywhere now, like on a wanted poster, I understand.
Yeah, his picture's everywhere. I don't think he's going to be coming to Game 7 tonight.
I wonder if Cubs fans are a little philosophical about this, and maybe some of them are saying, if we're going to lose, let's really lose. Let's go down in style like we did last night. Let's not make it just a 4-3 squeaker. Let's really lose if we're going to lose.
I don't know. I'd like to be in the game till the very end. I think I'd say that we win tonight. We got Kerry Wood pitching, and I think when a lot of these people wake up and realize that, hey, we still got a chance to go to the World Series, people will get excited again.
Tom Grammatis owns the Ivy League Baseball Club, which has rooftop seats across the street from Wrigley Field. Mr. Grammatis, thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.